This is an important statement. The day you believe you can, you'll become a new person. Yeah. The day you believe you can, you'll become a new person. Paul said, I can. Say, wait, so the most terrible circumstances, who knows how many nights he didn't eat? Who knows how thin he got waiting for them? Who knows if he didn't sleep in the street because he had no money to pay his bills? But he said, I can. Not I can pay my bills. I can live through this. I can survive this. I'm blessed and I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to be so immature as to require God to give me a blank check for life. There've got to be days when I lose the checkbook or the bank has got no money. Therefore, I say the right spirit in the right man will make him come right. And the right spirit in the wrong man, he won't come right unless you lead him by a hook in the nose, and even then he'll pull the thing out. Here's another good one. God doesn't need your abilities, he needs your cooperation. God doesn't need your abilities, he needs your cooperation, he needs a partner. He needs a junior partner. Another conclusion, you're only as limited as God's permission. You're only as limited as God's permission. If God says you can't, well, you're pretty limited. If God says you can, you aren't. And God never says anything that isn't so. God never says anything that isn't so. So when he tells you things, it's so. Now, I'm going to give you another one now. There's a long list today. On a Monday morning, I woke up early, and he just said to me, get your pen and your book and start writing. And he gave me 4 pages of these statements as fast as I could write my hand. I didn't know what I was going to say next. Listen to this one. Self-confidence is more powerful than ability. Ooh, boys, you can think about that for the rest of your life and be okay. Self-confidence is more powerful than ability. I can. Many people have done things they couldn't do because they said, I can, and had a good attitude to go with it. I can make this marriage work. I can reach this child. I can make a success of my business. I can do this thing for God. I can. And you're staring at a wall and everything going against you. I can. I like this. Small people can do big things if God says so. And that's what I want you to get this morning more than anything else. You don't have to be big to do big things. You don't have to be great to do great things. You can be small and weak and do big, great things if God says so. And that now changed the mood of things. And I say this, the promises are keys that open locked doors. The promises are keys that open locked doors. You take those promises of God and they're the key that'll open that locked door for you. Another one, standing on the promises is all the assurance you need. Standing on the promises is all the assurance you need. I'm going to give you another one. This one's worth selling. God didn't ask you if you can. He promises you he can. God didn't ask you if you can. He promises you he can. But let's change our mood again. Waiting is your most powerful ally on the road to success because timing is everything. Waiting is your most powerful ally on the road to success because timing is everything. Well, there's something else I want to say, and this is pretty important.